You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic physician, lecturer, author, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Hello, everyone. Now, if you have ever suffered from a back pain, backache, pinched nerve in your neck, you know how painful this can be and really disruptive. It's for your day, your work day. Now, my next guest joins me to share with us his secrets to a healthier back and spine. Please welcome to the show co-founder of Premier Physical Therapy and Wellness, one of the largest outpatient physical therapy providers in New York City, Dr. Joe Tada.
Dr. Suzanne, how are you today? I'm so glad to be here with you and your listeners. How's everything going?
Real good, real good. So excited to talk to you, especially since this week, you know, you're actually one of my guest bloggers on my Wellness for Life blogging, right? You're so kind to give me some amazing pointers for my patients, because there are a lot of my peeps that have back pain, you know, and I want to know, you know, who gets back pain? Who are these peeps that are getting back pain?
Well, these days it seems like more and more of us. I mean, in studies, upwards of 80% of us will experience pain at least once in our life. And out of that 80%, 40% of us will go on to develop chronic pain. So that chronic pain are things that interfere with your daily life, your occupation, your activities, your sports. And typically this starts to occur kind of in like your fourth decade of life. Although recently, probably with technology and the amount of sitting we're doing, we're seeing this occur more and more in younger people in their 20s, 30s, and even kind of school age, you know, kids and teens.
Right. I think that's when you say that, it's probably because we're not moving. Kids are sitting more, right? We're not moving.
We sit so much. You know, the amount of sitting we do and the sedentary behavior, you know, not only affects obviously the rates of obesity, arthritis, but also affects, you know, the health of our back.
Right, right. You actually have a video that's called Sitting is the New Smoking. Is that correct?
I do break the sitting habit. I do. I have a whole video kind of how to break sitting, because, it, you know, the sitting habit is kind of breaking your back, basically.
Yeah. I get that, because, you know, a lot of times I actually stand. Anytime I've got a standing, like a podium that I use my computer on. I have two of them, one in my office and one here. As a chiropractor, spine is, for me, one of the obviously most important areas to be able to optimize the health and wellness of the nervous system. So I definitely use that. And, you know, for that video, I want everyone to know that they can go to drsuzanne.com/healbackpain. drsuzanne.com/healbackpain. And you'll be able to get that video. That's how I found out about it myself. So let's go back. Now, what are the reasons why we get back pain? You did say we sit too much. What else?
Yeah, so sedentary sitting too much. The average person is sitting between 12 and 14 hours a day. It damages your spine. The other thing is being overweight. Now, we know the obesity, you know, is a crisis in our country. 60% of those who are overweight will go on to develop arthritis. Now, obviously, that arthritis winds up in your hips, your knees. It also winds up in your back. For every pound of weight you put on, it's like 4 pounds of extra pressure on your joints. So when you put on those 10 extra pounds at the holiday time, it's like putting 40 pounds on top of your joints.
Wow.
The other thing about being overweight is it kind of leads you down that road of having kind of diabetes, and diabetes can lead to problems with blood sugar, and blood sugar can lead to inflammation. Now, we know inflammation can kind of irritate your nerves and irritate your muscles as well.
Right, right. Now, when you're talking about the pounds, I mean, arthritis, people think arthritis is for old people, but I've seen arthritis in young people as well. You know, if you're someone who's very athletic and you're pounding the streets, running for, you know, for this and that, or you get into these accidents, snowboarding. I actually got a lower back injury from snowboarding, and I was a major hot dogger in the years. In fact, last year I stopped snowboarding because I really don't want any more head injuries, you know, and I know that injuries and accidents can trigger and speed up that arthritic condition, right?
That's correct. I mean, any kind of traumatic injury can really, you know, put that joint in an inflamed state. The other thing when we start to look at arthritis, you know, years ago we thought it was just a wear and tear problem. But now we start to see people with, you know, massive amounts of arthritis in, for instance, their fingers, their thumb joint. And, you know, those are not weight-bearing joints. So you start to say to yourself, okay, where is the inflammation coming from? A lot of times that inflammation is coming from the diet, and it shows up kind of in your joints.
Say that again, the diet and what?
So a lot of times that inflammation from your diet is actually showing up in your joints. So it can show up in your fingers, it can show up in your back.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I talk a lot about how inflammation in the gut, as well as possibility of leaky gut. I know this is not your area, but sure enough, when you've got food problems, food allergies, inflammation, that will definitely, one of the joint pain is a symptom of hidden allergies. I talk a lot about that in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover. Now, what are your steps to healing back pain? What can we do today?
So the first is just try to have a good general exercise program. So you're exercising between 3 and 4 times a week. The second is, within that exercise program, make sure you include some kind of core stability or exercises that work the flexibility and range of motion of your spine. Very important. Most of us are really flexed all day long, so you want to try to reverse that poor posture. Try to get up and take a break from sitting. So every 45 to 50 minutes, stand, walk, do some gentle backward extension. Like you said, if you notice that there's a correlation between kind of your food or your dietary habits and pain, get it checked out by an integrative physician or by a nutritionist. But things like processed foods, fast foods, not enough fiber in your diet that takes away toxins can all lead to joint and back pain. And the other thing is, start to look at the areas of your life where you notice kind of stress. Now, for a lot of people, this is work, but not necessarily. Sometimes it's home for people. But for many people who suffer with back pain, it's not just mechanical in nature. So it's not just pain in your tissues. The pain you feel could entirely be caused by stress.
Stress as in like day-to-day psychological, mental stress, you mean?
Yeah, so when we talk about stress and back pain, I really try to focus on 3 things. So I tell people, think of areas where you have fear, resentment, or anger. The average person is said to have upwards of 50,000 thoughts a day. So if your thoughts and your self-talk are negative, this can cause stress hormones to be released. Once stress hormones are released, they typically cause muscle tension, tightness, and pain. Those hormones, really interesting also, I just found this in an article, they also tend to shut off the smaller postural muscles that help your posture, keep you supported upright, in favor for kind of the bigger muscles. So think about where that stress is.
That totally makes sense. I mean, when you're not feeling good, you're in a bad place, everything hurts more. You feel worse. You're all anxious. You're all tight. That totally makes sense. Everyone, go to drsuzanne.com/heal back pain. Excuse me. drsuzanne.com/heal back pain. You're going to find some amazing value videos that Dr. Joe has. And on that website, you got all kinds of resources. But definitely sign up for those videos, because you're gonna be able to use them and be able to relieve your back pain right away. Also, everyone, go to my website, drsuzanne.com. There's a blog right there in the front page, home page, that Dr. Joe was so kind enough to be part of. And it was the 5 keys to heal back pain now. That's so awesome. Anyway, gosh, any last one? Give me one little zinger, because I've got 15 seconds left, Joe.
The one little zinger, people always ask about the stress connection. I say choose activities in your life that take you from sad to glad. So engage with positive people, eliminate the toxic ones. Focus on areas that bring you joy, whether those are friends or hobbies. Try to exercise and choose a weekly relaxation technique such as meditation or massage or even getting out into nature.
Wow, that's great. I mean, all what you're saying is do what you love and be in the environment that really feeds your spirit and even your body. For me, it's like being out in the sun and being in the ocean. That's where I feel the least amount of stress, and what I call nature bathing. And I love the fact that you are also a major strong proponent to that. Thanks so much, Dr. Joe. Really appreciate it. And I'm really happy for everything that you're doing in this world. We need you badly. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. This is Dr. Suzanne, providing you with natural strategies to ultimate health and wellness. Stay well, everyone.